Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. McKenna Boyd has been described as a strong and passionate writer. Her spellbinding story, Dark Heart, is an amorous tale about individuals caught in an intricate web of romantic circumstances. In fact, one review calls it an evoking masterpiece that shows the relatable and often mysterious nature of humans and how they confront and come around with their emotions. McKenna uses her writing to honor her maternal grandparents. She was born in a small town in Northern Ireland, living in different cities, including Belfast, London, and Dublin, moving to the U.S. in her mid-20s. Encouraged to write by every English teacher she had, and they would be proud. Her tantalizing novel, Dark Heart, involving four individuals brought together by a fateful event. McKenna Boyd is with us on This Week in America. McKenna, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, great to have to be here with you, and I'm really thankful for this opportunity. Thank you so much, Rick.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us, and I'm going to try not to give away a whole lot of the book, but the book was really so well done. One review said it's one of those books you have to keep reading to see what happens next, and that really is the case with this. When you were writing this, did you have to keep writing, or were you able to take a break in writing it?
Well, actually, what I would do is I would write, and I would put it down, and I'd go to bed. And I'd get up the next morning, and every time I opened it up and read what I'd written, I thought, did I write that? And it was really, but it was driven. I just came from wherever, and I just kept writing. And I was writing, you know, pen and book. It was not on a computer, because I'm not very techno-minded.
Well, now that's interesting because, yeah, it used to be everybody had to do that. And then with the computer, and I talk about, you know, sitting down and writing, you know, with a yellow tablet and that type of thing. And they're like, no, I use the computer keyboard. But you did it the old-fashioned way. You actually sat down wrote the words. Maybe they have a little more meaning when you actually sit and write them rather than just sort of typing and looking up at the end of the sentence to make sure there were no typos. Each word meant something because you actually wrote it down. You know, as I'm looking around at the book, and the book is Dark Heart by McKenna Boyd, available at all the usual places. It's Amazon, Google, eBooks, Barnes & Noble. You can link on directly to the Amazon link by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I've seen it described as a mystery, a thriller, suspense, detective, international crime, romance novel, and I'm thinking, yeah, I think all of those actually fit into the category. How would you categorize Dark Heart?
Well, to me, a Dark Heart was romance more than anything else, but I felt that all the action that came into it, when I was writing, it was just coming into my head, and I was writing it down, and it really was fitting with everything that I was writing about. And there's a poem at the beginning of the, and that was written by my nephew Raymond, and he is a young man with three babies, and he lives in Belfast. He wrote that when he was 14 years old.
Wow.
And it was in Belfast, and the Troubles were at their height. And he gave that to me, and he said it was a tribute to me. And, of course, I carried it everywhere with me.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, I start writing this book. And one night, it fell out of my purse onto the floor, and I read it, and everything in it was my book. You know, even the name Dark Heart was in there.
Yes.
And I thought, wow, this is amazing. I've got to give him some kudos on this, you know. So I asked him. I had permission, and then we got it copyrighted. And Page Publishing didn't copyright it on the front of the book, but that doesn't matter because we have the copyright here, you know, and Raymond has a copy of it.
Yes.
So my whole thing was these were people that were actually, it's fiction, but these people were in my life. And like when I started writing with the pen and the paper, I felt they were all there around me. And it was kind of spooky in the beginning. Because
I can imagine, yes.
You know, this is a little strange. But I kept on going, and the more I read of it myself, I mean, I loved reading it. It was memories for me. It was all kinds of wonderful things that were happening, but it's definitely fiction. There's an awful lot of it that I've made up.
Let's talk about the storyline a little bit. And the book we're talking about is Darkheart by McKenna Boyd. The book's available at Amazon, Google, eBooks, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. You get information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It starts off, and one of the characters, and we'll talk about characters here in a second, is on his way to Nashville. But I mentioned the background in Ireland. That plays a very prominent role, doesn't it, throughout the book, a very prominent role.
Yes, throughout the book, from beginning to end. I'm from there. I was born and raised there until I was 26 years old, and I came here. And I just have met so many really fantastic people, even in Ireland, everywhere. You know, everywhere I went, I was meeting people, because I was in singing and I was in theater, and met an awful lot of people. And it seems like this guy was coming to Nashville, and there are pubs in Nashville that are, they call them Irish pubs, and I used to always go to them, and I sang in them and all that kind of thing. So it seemed to me, since I was living in Nashville, I should, talk about meeting this guy in a pub, you know, so
yes.
That's what happened, and it went on from there.
Let's talk about the main characters in the book. There are four characters I mentioned that become involved through a fateful event. Let's talk about the four characters, and you mentioned the singer. I think I'm saying this correctly. Eilish is the singer in the book?
Eilish is a singer in the book, yes. Uh-huh. And she was out one night with friends and met this man, and he said he was from Ireland. And it went on to them becoming involved, although she had an awful lot of... she was really kind of afraid of him, although he was very handsome and very, very nice. And but there was red flags everywhere, she thought. But for some reason, she didn't back away. But she knew he was going to be gone. He wasn't going to hang around.
Yeah, from the very beginning, she has this feeling of apprehension, this suspicion. Yet he calls her and says, "How about dinner tonight?" And she jumps in. So she was sort of ambivalent about this, wasn't she? She didn't want to, but
yes,
yet she did.
She did not want to get involved with him at all.
So we've got that in play, and Karen is the person we're talking about, mysterious drifter who ends up over here. We understand he's broke, has no money, then suddenly he's got a whole lot of money and an envelope. I mean, you've got to follow all these stories here because they're fascinating. Raymond, then, is one of the other main characters. Interesting, his background, because he does have a background with Eilish.
Yes. They met when they were both 19 years old. And it was a forbidden romance in Ireland. You did not date, if you were an Irish Catholic girl, you didn't date British soldiers. And her mother was very much against everything. And an awful lot of stuff happened, and he was sent away. And that was the last time she ever saw him. But he was injured. When she was over here in America, this man was injured. And it was on the news because he was shot, he and three others. And the whole story, I need to stop there because I give a lot away, you know.
Yes, so, I'm letting you go, so
but
you stop.
He was the love of her life. She loved him.
Yes.
It was a very idealistic romance. You know, there was nothing, they didn't sleep together or anything like that. You know, but he bought her an engagement ring, and then he had to go away.
And
the whole thing was engineered by her mom.
And the other character, lead character, and I see if I'm saying this correctly, O'Sheen is involved.
O'Sheen,
yes. Now, explain how he interacts with the other three we've talked about.
Well, now he was someone that Eilish wanted to meet because she wanted to record with him. She wanted to, his music is amazing. And she had some conversations with him about it, but it all fell through because of finance. And he was a pretty famous person. So then he ended up being her musician when she was doing a big concert in Dublin. And she'd always had a thing for him, never let it go. And she just, you know, she didn't know if he was married, single, whatever, but she just thought he was her muse, I would say. And then in the book they meet the person that I was writing about. We've never met. We've worked together transatlantic on a record, but we've never met.
It's fascinating how all four sort of come together. I mentioned the huge event brings them all together. I will say no more, period, end of sentence. I'm not going to go any further on that new paragraph. A huge event brings them all together. And you say in the description, enjoy figuring it all out. And that's part of the fun of reading the book. Man, it's a great story. But on top of that, it's like, okay, what is going to happen here? Because it doesn't necessarily flow the way we think it's going to. You've got a lot of surprises in there along the way, a lot of mystery.
Thank you so much. I think that is wonderful. And I wanted to know if I could say something here about my up-and-coming website.
Oh, yes, please do. Please do.
It is going to be www.mckennaboydbooks.com. But it's not. It's in the process of being built. And then I've also got an up-and-coming sequel, but it's going to be a few months, quite a few, maybe 8 or so.
We will watch for that, and then I'll publish that as well. I'll put that up, the McKennaBoydBooks.com, and you can get information there on the books. And in the meantime, if you're thinking, okay, I wonder what brought the big event that brought them together, you can buy the book by going to Amazon, Google, eBooks, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. It's published by Page Publishing Company. McKenna Boyd is the author and our guest on the program. It's interesting because you've got the twist and the turns, you've got the action, you've got the mystery, yet all the while you're developing these characters from an emotional standpoint. They're the attractions, everything they deal with, the thoughts. How difficult is that as a writer to blend all of that? You don't want to get carried away with, you know, with all the action. And because of that, you give up with the emotion. You did a nice job of balancing, is what I'm trying to say. How difficult is that to balance that?
Well, having it, like one of my essays in school, the nuns taught me very well how to write, but a lot of people were taught the same, but they didn't come up with anything. And I have a cousin who's a very famous author back home, but he talked to me sometimes about putting the book down and then coming back and reading it. He was the one who told me to do that. And he is, he's a wonderful guy. He's a wonderful writer. His book came out at the same time as mine. And he was so surprised that I had finally listened to him and sat down and wrote a book. And the thing about weaving, as I call it, one character to another has always been something I did in my essays in school. And the nuns would say, well, why did so-and-so meet up with so-and-so, and what is the connection between them? And I would always have to stand up and explain it, and sometimes I didn't do a very good job. I was just saying, well, that's just the way I wrote it. And the nun would say, well, now we need more information than that. And I said, but I don't want to give everything away. And that was mainly the whole thing about, for instance, her meeting again with Raymond. That I can't talk too much about because it's so surprising and everything. But it just came right out of my head. I don't know why, because there was so much of that was true. And but it is also fiction because it was so much I had to put in, you know.
Yes.
To make sure that people would keep their interest up in it. And the thing was that I loved this character. I loved Raymond, and it's very like the person that I knew. And I love all my characters. And the thing is that just for some reason, and I cannot explain it, it just all fell together one day. And it was because I had not finished, I had a book called The Conclusion. And that was going to be the fourth book. And I even called it that when I sent it to Page Publishing. And that was one of the first things they said was, we would want you to do one thing. And I was amazed that that was all they wanted. And it was, please call the fourth book The Book of Ushing. Because it all, you know, when you start with the three different characters and then there's this major character and you don't even mention him in that title of that book, you know, you really need to put him, Ushing's book,
yes.
You know. And they were very, very nice. And I was totally amazed. This was the first thing I wrote, and I send it in, and they pick it up.
That's just amazing, and certainly validation for what the nuns said back when they were teaching you and holding you accountable for what you had written, that you are very talented.
I love to write, and I write songs too, but the thing is that when you're writing something like that and you do have memories that you can deal with.
Yes.
Some of them were not so easy to deal with when they were happening, you know. But once it was, let me say, it was almost like therapy writing that book. Because there were so many things in my heart and my soul that I had wanted so badly, and they never happened because of people interfering. And I was able to write what I wanted. And that's one of the things I think is wonderful about being an author, and that it still makes me feel kind of embarrassed to say that.
Well, you are an author.
I don't want people to think I'm bragging.
You are an author, a published author, and an accomplished author, and that has to be the fun part of this. This is the story you wanted to tell, and it's spellbinding.
Yes.
I keep coming back to that because I think that's an apt description. The book is Dark Heart by McKenna Boyd. A couple minutes left in the program. I know as you go along in this process, there are times when you need encouragement, and you had family members there, including a son that was very instrumental and encouraged you to get this across the finish line, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. And actually, he went through the whole book and edited on a Blackbird or a Bluebird phone, whichever one it was, I can't remember, but he did that. And whenever we sent it in to Page Publishing, a young man called Travis called me and told me that, you know, gave me the whole thing about, you know, we may not pick it up at all, we haven't read it yet, da-da-da-da-da, and don't expect it back if we don't pick it up, you know.
Yes.
And all that. But he was very nice about it. And I knew all that anyway because my cousin told me. And then, of course, he calls me a week later and he said, hi there, Ms. Reed, how are you doing? And I said, I'm doing very well, Travis. How are you? And he says, well, he said, you know, usually in the mornings, he said, I call our authors and tell them, you know, if they've made it or not. And he said, but he says, this afternoon, he says, I just wanted to tell you that your book is wonderful. I have read it. And he said, we are picking it up, and you are an author. And I just said, you're pulling my leg. Stop that. And he said, no. He says, you are. And then we went through the whole process. Everything went very smoothly. They gave me a young lady to work with me, and she was wonderful, too. Her name was Stacy Tatters, and she was really, really nice. And then Mr. Fred Murphy, I think he was in New Orleans, he saw the book on display there at one of those book fairs.
Oh, yes.
And he, I guess he read it, or leafed through it or did something, but it really caught him. And he came back to New York, and in New York, and he said, he called me, and I thought to myself, I wonder who this person is. I have no idea about him. And you know the way things are these days. They think that you're going to be taken for every penny you've got. And
yeah, a little skeptical, yes, when you're talking to somebody.
And especially if you've never heard of them and you don't know who they are and everything. But he turned out to be a real, pretty much a champion. As a matter of fact, he's pushing me real hard at the moment.
Well, he sees the talent
to get
there.
My sequel done. He's in advertising.
And there is, it's an excellent book. The book we're talking about specifically is Dark Heart by McKenna Boyd. That's McKenna. Soon her website will be up, McKennaBoydBooks.com. In the meantime, go to Amazon, Google, eBooks, Barnes & Noble. You can link on to all that at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Get all that information there. And soon her website will be up, and soon she will have the sequel out. McKenna, this has been fun. Fun reading the book, fun having you on the program to talk about it. Congratulations on an excellent book, and thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much. This has been a wonderful opportunity, Rick, and I'm very, very grateful. I really am.
Well,
you're a lovely person to talk to.
Well, thank you, and you are too, and you're an excellent writer, and I'm looking forward to the sequel. So hang up, get back to work, and we'll have a chance to talk about that here in the coming weeks. Once again, the book is Dark Heart by McKenna Boyd. Information available at the website thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.